Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Yeah, I want to pick up on what Bill of Oconomowoc said, made some very, very good points. One of them is there is a compassion factor that's characteristic of our country. And the Republican Party is just trying to sniff around and dig out vulnerabilities. Obviously, Joe Biden has got to do something about the crisis at the border. Obviously, he's got to do something that makes it possible for people to stay in those countries, the Honduras, Guatemala, that area, El Salvador. But you don't let women and children suffer. You just don't once they're here. And so there's got to be a program where people are prevented from coming here in the amounts that they have, but that they're in a environment down there that isn't crooked, that isn't violent. And the ones that are here have to be treated humanely. There are church groups and other groups that are eminently qualified to do it and have the good values to do it. One of the problems is the Central American leaders are resisting Biden's anti-corruption efforts. You know, there are 21,000 children in the United States right now that were dropped here. And El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras all have questionable governments. The Honduras government, the president took a lot of money from a drug cartel. The El Salvador government, there's a guy named Nayib Bukele, who's a Muslim, who just dismissed the Supreme Court and the Attorney General and put in five of his buddies as the Supreme Court. Guatemala isn't much better. So something's got to be done. It's got to be done through fiscal policy and through pressure on these people. But the women and children themselves, they are innocent, and they must be treated humanely. Going to the lines, Tom and McFarland, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Tom?
Hi, just calling in regards to, you know, the call for showing Republicans how what they are. You know, I always maintain that the Democrats are great at governing, but they are lousy at politics and messaging. this whole thing with the, you know, the infrastructure bill and why McConnell, I think this is actually a rare lapse on McConnell's part, but true to Democrat form, they didn't jump on it. And a couple of weeks ago, he said the reason why they will never go for that is because the 2017 tax bill, that is a signature of a Republican bill as the ACA is to the Democrats. Now, why the Democrats don't start blanketing the airwaves saying that, hey, the Democrats fought to get you and your family affordable health care and insurance and protect you from predatory insurance companies, while McConnell wants to make sure that Bezos doesn't have to pay any taxes. And then with the infrastructure bill, again, the Democrats want to make sure that bridges are repaired and families are taken care of. But McConnell, he's interested in saying that the Walmart family can't afford to pay for that. Why they're not messaging that and just showing the Republicans just by their actions versus us just saying, hey, you know, you can't trust those Republicans.
Yeah, you know, you're making an excellent point, and it seems like a technical point, but it really is not. It really is not. And that is, you know, messaging, and you can call it a lot of different things, but how the Democrats present what we're talking about, how they present what, you know, the truth. And we have the truth, but the truth is that it doesn't come across right. And the other thing, Tom, let's be honest on this, they are turning it on to social issues. They'll talk about Dr. Seuss and Mr. Potato Head and different things of that nature. And then a few extreme people on the Democratic side who say an occasional dumb thing. I get it. But listen to Tom and McFarland, gang, everybody out there, let's get this messaging out in a much more direct fashion and not just bumble along. Once we get in, we govern well. We don't know how to present it. We don't do it right. And we let ourselves get play defense on Dr. Seuss and whatever a handful of outliers in our party say. Enough. Let's get rid of that. Going back to the lines, Peter of Milwaukee, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Peter?
Good morning, Matt. How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you doing, Peter?
Pretty good, Matt. What's on my mind is, why do you think it is the Democratic Party doesn't message better, and what should the party be doing, the leaders of the party be doing, to accurately communicate to the people of Wisconsin, the people of this country, the good that the party has done and is doing and is trying to do for the country. I mean, starting with getting everybody vaccinated to protect against this disease, which the prior administration didn't do much about, to a whole bundle of other things, the health care, a lot of issues.
Yeah, you know, and that's a good point. And both you and Tom, in different looks at it, are making these good points. Let me tell you a little good news. I'm going to tell you a little good news. There was a poll that just came out that showed that Joe Biden has an approval rating of something in the mid-50s, like 54 or 55. You may think, well, so what?
Right.
That's a huge number.
Yeah,
that's a huge number. Harry Truman had an approval rating in the high 20s in the early 50s, and he's one of our greatest presidents. It's hard to have anybody agree. Biden's approval rating is the highest of any president since 1917. Strike that, 2017, Obama. And that's basically this. People look at the economy and they look at matters affecting them. It's the economy and it is also COVID. And so what you're saying is, messaging and taking credit for our vaccination rate and all that, I think that's baked into it. I think that people get it and they don't need an ad, although there are ads running in Wisconsin, at least Milwaukee, that I've seen, that they're putting on showing Biden's accomplishments. It's a good ad. It hits everything you've said and Tom McFarland said. Peter Milwaukee and Tom McFarland both made these good points, and it's in Biden's ad. So basically, there's that. There's the fact that our GNP rose at a 6.5% rate in the last quarter. That's incredible. People are getting out and about. The weather's getting warmer. People are vaccinated. Yesterday, we had the lowest new number of cases, about 250 in a long time in our state. And things are starting to smooth down. So I think the word is getting out. The question is the party messaging? I think that the chairman here in Wisconsin has done a very good job, Wickler, raising money and so forth, organizing the party. There is a split in the party between what I would call the more moveon.org part of the party and the more conventional part of the party, but that split has not had the consequence that the split between Trump and the business community has had in the Republican Party. So at some point, you do not want to rest on your laurels. You do not want to get satisfied, so to speak. But Joe Biden, highest approval since 2017, and that's because things were good under Obama. The economy was good. I think people may not be falling for the Dr. Seuss stuff. I think that people may not be falling for the Mr. Potato Head and some of these other irrelevancies. I think people may not be falling for the fact that they highlight one or two of our people who would talk about socialism or defunding the police. People know what the Democratic Party is. You know, it's Franklin Roosevelt, Harry Truman, John F. Kennedy, is, you know, Bill Clinton, you know, Barack Obama, Joe Biden. I mean, some solid folks, some very, very solid folks. So thank you for calling in. We're coming to the end of the show. There's a great bunch of programming coming up. I'm going to go through it quickly. Don't forget to download the app, Devil Radio app, Google, Apple, website. Be with it 24/7. Stand by. You're going to have Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Devil's Advocate with Diamond Crute. You have Earl Ingram. You're going to have Pizza Box Mike on Saturday and a lot of other good folks. So Matt Flynn Direct signing off. I'm back same time, same place tomorrow. She's never gone away, you see.